You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Last week, the Climate Change Commission released its draft advice to inform the direction to achieving the government's emissions targets for 2026 to 2030. It called for strong and urgent changes to emission reduction policies, as well as reforms to the emissions trading scheme. In our weekly chat with the Green Party co-leader, Amelia spoke to James Shaw about the Climate Change Commission's advice. Here's that piece now.
I just wanted to start with a chat about the emissions trading scheme. We saw recently the Climate Change Commission saying that as it stands right now, the ETS is a threat to achieving our climate targets. The Commission has multiple times warned the government about the settings of the scheme and how they may be limiting its effectiveness. Do you share these concerns of the Climate Change Commission?
Well, I mean, I do, in the sense that, I take the Climate Change Commission very seriously. And so if they are raising an alarm about a policy setting, then I think we should all be listening to them, which is kind of the point of the Climate Change Commission. So we actually agreed with their earlier advice last year, and in our first emissions reduction plan just about a year ago, actually, we committed to reviewing the emissions trading scheme in line with those concerns.
And what happens after receiving this kind of advice? What are the next steps?
Well, I mean, the first thing to note is that this is actually draft advice. So they've gone out to consult the public at large on this, and I'd encourage people to get involved. And then they issue their final advice after the election and before Christmas. The government then has to respond by the end of next year with our second emissions reduction plan. So significant advice, and the government is legally bound to respond within a time frame.
The decision on whether the advice is taken or not will be made by Cabinet, which you currently sit outside of as Climate Change Minister. The government has gone against advice of the Climate Change Commission in the past. Do you worry that precedent has been set and the government can just ignore this advice?
That has been a concern of mine since we wrote the Zero Carbon Act. I was always personally in favour of a more independent model where the Commission would be able to set those emissions budgets itself without referral to Cabinet, what we call the Reserve Bank model. But ultimately, most of the people who submitted on the bill and Parliament kind of went the other way and decided that those things should be set politically. So I think it's important for people to watch, you know, what happens if the government does go against the advice of the Commission and to kind of see what those consequences are. But ultimately, that was a decision of Parliament.
The Commission also said that we need to stop focusing on planting trees and actually cut gross emissions. Is planting trees to offset emissions still viable, or does it need to be limited in some way?
Well, we need to do both, and that's really what the Commission is saying. The issue really is that the emissions trading scheme was designed in the 2000s in quite a different world. And the idea at the time was that what we call our net emissions, which is, you know, the pollution that we put up into the atmosphere minus whatever we take out with forestry, was the most important thing. But what the Commission have been saying in this most recent advice is that we won't hit the targets that we've already set for ourselves unless we focus on stopping putting pollution into the atmosphere in the first place, which, to me just sounds entirely logical. But they're not saying that we should stop planting trees. We absolutely need to continue to plant trees in order to draw down some of the carbon dioxide that we've put up until now. So it is a matter of having to do both, but it's just been that the emphasis over the last 20 years has been more on planting forests than on transforming our economy.
We've also seen some concern expressed around uncertainty on where climate policy is heading and that this could undermine confidence in investing in decarbonisation. How do you respond to these concerns for businesses?
Well, I understand that businesses have these concerns. Whenever there is a review conducted, or where the Commission provides kind of stark advice or something like that, it does produce a period of time when businesses say, oh, well, actually, the set of assumptions that we had about the decisions that we made last year, do they still hold up this year? So I can understand the concern, but we tried to get around that by saying that, obviously, life is uncertain inherently, especially when it comes to climate science. But we are as transparent as we can be. We have very extensive public consultation requirements, both on the Commission side and on the government side. Everybody has an opportunity to have a say and put in the evidence. And we make decisions within legislated, predefined time frames, so everybody knows when a decision is going to land. And I think that is all in been designed in order to provide businesses with certainty, or as much certainty as we can hope for.
Can we expect to see any announcements made soon on the direction of climate policy, for example, agricultural emissions pricing, or is that something further down the road?
Well, there's kind of a rolling set of decisions that are coming out, some of which will happen before the election, and, you know, there'll obviously be another round of decisions afterwards and into next year. The Commission's advice that's just landed in the last week, like I said, will result in a second emissions reduction plan. So that's a very, very big piece of work. But there will be announcements both about agricultural emissions pricing, about the emissions trading scheme, about forestry, and about other nature-based solutions to the climate crisis as well over the course of the coming months.
That was James Shaw chatting to Amelia Sullivan in our weekly chat with the Green Party co-leader.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.